And how were the patients looked after under Dick Bomford?
Oh, my goodness. Looking back on those days, it was different. They learnt about carbohydrate exchanges, line diets, you know, so many lines, and each line was 10 grams of sugar or carbohydrate. Gosh, that seems amazingly complicated. How did people ever pick up what to do? And, of course, when I was first a student, it was thought that you must eat absolutely mountains of fat so as to avoid eating too much sugar, and lots of protein and cream and butter. Fill yourself up with them. It won't put your sugar up. And looking back on that with total horror, because, of course, the extra risk of heart disease and lipid-related disorders, the harm that must have done was horrendous. But, of course, these were the days insulin had come in the 20s. People were now living. There were people who had, I saw some of the first 50 years on insulin people during my time as a student and a young consultant. And so one began to realize that the complications of diabetes were not inevitable. They were due to bad control. But it took an awfully long time to see any of that happening. So patients had a terrible time. And there was all this business of you could only test the urine for sugar. You couldn't test blood. So all the urines that you tested were looking at what had happened previously. And trying to teach patients, still one of the most difficult things there is, that the urine test doesn't tell you what to do now. It tells you what you should have done before your last meal or treatment or whatever it was. And having to learn what we eventually called reverse testing was a difficult concept to teach people. You had to take them through it. And I saw some horrors on the wards because of this. Even when blood testing came in, with people thinking a high sugar now means I must give a big wallop of insulin, whereas, in fact, that was not required because somebody wasn't going to eat a meal. And I've even seen one inpatient at the London Hospital die as a result of misunderstandings of that sort when I was a consultant. So that was in the 70s onwards. Pretty horrendous. I hope it doesn't still happen. But treatment was really difficult. Insulin was a beastly business to inject. You had to sterilize needles, reuse glass syringes. They were heavy, awkward to carry. The insulin was in heavy bottles, and everything was awkward. And the home testing was urine. And gosh, even now I come to think of it, in my student days, and even when I was doing resident pathology, when I first qualified after my house jobs, doing a blood sugar meant boiling things in a test tube. And doing a urine test meant boiling the urine. Now I remember it. Good grief, no dipsticks. You had to put it in a little glass vial, and you had to have a little spirit lamp or something and boil it. And if you weren't very clever, two awful things happened. Either the glass shattered and you cut yourself, or you got the top of it, it boiled over and your fingers burnt. It wasn't funny. I mean, think of patients trying to do anything useful with methodology like that. It was appalling.